Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Chulin Daf Mem Hey Amud Bet, about to take a look at the next of our list of Trefot in Mishnah Aleph of Perak Gimel. Nishbar HaShidra, if the spine is broken or if the spinal cord is cut. Tan Rabbanan, Chut HaShidra SheNifsak Birubo. Divir Rebbe. So Rebbe rules that it has to be the severing has to go through a majority of the spinal cord. Rabbi Yaakov Omer Afilu Nikev, even a puncture is enough. Rebbe Kerbi Yaakov, and Rebbe indeed ruled practically like Rabbi Yaakov Lahachmer, but I'm Avila in Halachak Rabbi Yaakov, we indeed rule like Rebbe. Chama Rubo, how do we measure a rov? Ravama Rov Oro, a majority of the skin. V'amri la rov mocho, and other people say it's a majority of the marrow. So mandam rov mocho kol shekein rov oro. They'll certainly agree that rov oro will be a trefa. The mandam rov oro rov mocho mai. But according to the one who says that rov oro is the shear, what happens if you don't have that, but a majority of the marrow has been cut? So toshma da amar niyuli amarav huna rubo she'amru rov oro. The answer is, that's to be rov oro. Moach zeh lo malev lo morid. The moach has nothing to do with it. It's irrelevant. Ratam ravina v'yativ kameh derav. So he saw a rav, following badak berov oro. He saw a rav checking an animal using rov oro. Kabadik berov mocho. And then he was checking the marrow also. Amalei, im rov oro kayam, if the majority of the skin is there, moach zeh eno malev v'eno morid. Don't check the moach, it's irrelevant. Marachana v'meshuban levi. Nit marech pasul. Which means that if the spinal cord is emptied out, it's pasul. Nit masmes pasul. If it's become weak, we'll see it right now, it's also pasul. Ezom rachav, ezom masmasa, what are these things? Ham racha, koshen ishpach kakiton, if it spills out like a pitcher. In other words, the spinal fluid spills out. Ham masmasa is koshen echol amod, if it can't stand up. Now, boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the following question. What if it can't stand up because it's heavy, not because it's lost its structure? So the answer is teiku. Be'rav Amri, they had a different take. Nit masmeis pasul, but nit masmeis kasher. And masmeis means if a little bit emptied out. So they say that's kasher. Meitive, watch this. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, masmeis mocha, if the marrow poured out a little bit, trefa. The answer is ahahi mit masmesit mar. Really, that brayta, Shimon Elazar said nit masmes, which means it became weak. It's easy to see the difference between that and nit masmes in an oral tradition. Eini, is that really true about Levi? Have a yati be masuta. Levi was in the doctor's office, as it were. Chazelu gaver the tarya lereisha. He saw one guy whose head was lolling. Amar nit masmes mocha deday, and this guy's brain is nit masmes. Now, lav de lochaya, didn't he mean by that? Didn't Levi mean, oh, this guy's going to die? So, mabaya lomar sheno molid. He said he predicted this guy would not be able to ever have kids, but that doesn't mean he's going to die, which means it's now not a trefa in an animal. Now, arechan chut hashidra, how far down does the spinal column go? We know how far up it goes. We already saw that in the previous sugya with the two little points in the back of the head, in the brain stem. Viodomar shmuel ad bena parashot. That is where the spinal cord splits off into two directions below the hips. So here we hear a story. Yitzchak wanted to go to Bechozai. He came to Rav Yehuda. Our gear sort that have Rabbi Yehuda isn't correct, certainly. So show me, please, where this Bena Parshot is. So Rav Yehuda, who was Rav Zera's Rabbi, said, go get me a goat, and I'll show you where it is. Aiti leim gdei shmena. So the first thing is he brought him a fat one. Amale, bli atfei v'lo yadia. It's too much meat here, I can't see where it is. Aiti leim kachush, he brought him a skinny one. Amale, bli tan tfei v'lo yadia. The bones, it's too bony and I can't see. So amale to agmar achmarai. He said, I can't tell on a real kid, but I'll tell you what the tradition is. Hachi amar shmuel, arachat trefa. There's evidently three different split-offs. So anywhere till the first one down, if it's cut, there's a trefa. Shlishit ksheira. If it's all the way to the third one, then ksheira. We'll see where on the third one this is. Shnia iniodea. But I don't know what to rule about the middle. Alright. Boy of Huna Breda of Yeshua. So then he asked a question about this presentation. Ad ve'ad bichlal, adilma ad velo ad bichlal. What did Shmuel mean ad? Did he mean including the first one? And including the third one, or does he mean just up until? So Bar Papa, we never settled this, but he said, Imtim Slomad Velo Ad Bichlal, if you say it's non-inclusive, it means only up until there. So Pipar Shamahu, what about the spot where it splits? Is that included or not? Bar Biyami, Ariyami asked on the other side, Imtim Slomad Ad Velo Ad Bichlal, if it is inclusive, Parshat Smama, what about the split part itself that goes in two directions? Is that also included? So let's see, Toshma, Parshat Yidon Kebasar, that the split should be judged like the meat that it's part of. So my love, Parsha Rishonah Shniyah, we're talking about the first and second splits, which means they're judged like the spinal cord and their trefa if they're cut. Lo, Shlishit, it means the third one is judged like the meat around it, which is not a problem. Now, Ba'ofa, how do you measure this on a bird? Rabbi Yanai Omer Lamata Min Hagapayim, below where the wings split. Shlokashimah Ad Ben Hagapayim, only up until the where the wings split. And now we have a story. Amar Ula Hamei Kaimra Kamed Ben Pazi, I was in front of Shimon Pazi. They brought him a bird, and he was checking, and he got all the way down to where the wings split, checking for a spinal cord injury. And then he got a message to go to the patriarch's house, and he got up and went. And I don't know why. Because he was done, and that's as far as you have to go, like Rav Shimon Lakish. Or is it because the patriarch calls, you have to drop everything and go, and perhaps he wasn't done. So we don't really know what the ruling there is. Okay, the next trefa is if the liver is gone. We've already seen something about this. Our Mishnah said that if the liver is gone, and there's absolutely nothing left, then it's a trefa. Hanishtarim and uklum kshera. Meaning that if anything's left, it's a kshera, for God love it, kazait. But, v'hadnan, in the very next Mishnah, it says the following are okay. Nitalak of Ishtarim and uklum kshera. If a kazait is left, it's kshera, which indicates that if less than a kazait were there, it'd be a trefa. So which is it? So, Rav Yosef Lokasha, har b'chia har b'shem merpai barabi. Interesting to attribute these Mishnayot to very late characters in the constellation of Tanaim, but Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon Barabi, who were colleagues, and Rabbi Chia, of course, came from the Babylonian family and was not necessarily wealthy. It seems he was sort of middle class. Shimon Barabi, of course, was an aristocrat, and that'll play a role in this, had different approaches to understanding a small amount of liver. Rabbi Chia would throw out. Now it's unclear. Rashi's first approach to this is that means if an animal was shechted and there was only a little bit of liver found in it, that he would throw it out and declare it a trefa. But then Rashi says, no, this is just talking about a regular animal and how he would deal with a little bit of liver. He would eat it. He would dip it in something. The way to remember it is the rich people are miserly. And Rabbi Shimon, who's wealthy, he takes every part of the animal. Now, one way to read this would be that Rabbi Shimon Barabi says that any part of the liver is of value, and therefore he'd be subscribing to the first Mishnah that says as long as anything's left, it's not a trefa. And Rabbi Chia would say, no, unless there's a kazayit, it's not significant, and then that would be subscribing to the second Mishnah. But Rashi actually has the opposite of that, that Rabbi Chia would be the lenient one, Rabbi Shimon Barabi would be the one who would demand a kazayit. In any case, Ahu Pumusa, it's another story about an army, the Atala Pumbadita. The army came and bivouacked in Pumbadita, which means they would be assigned to different homes, and it became very uncomfortable in the town. So therefore, Arku Rabbi Rav Yosef, the two great rabbis of Pumbadita, ran away. Pagabuhu Rabbi Zera. Zera bumped into Rabbi Rav Yosef. Amalahu Arukai said, you AWOL guys, you deserters. Kazayit Shamrub Makom Mara. He says, I want to tell you something about the Kazayit, that evidently that's the position that we accept, that a kaved, a liver that's missing, if a kazayit is there, you need a whole kazayit there to not be a trefa, it has to be next to the gallbladder, which is the bottom part. He says it has to be a kazayit at the place where the kidneys sort of feed the liver, if you will. All right, so therefore, so he says, therefore we need both. So you need two kazeitim in effect. By Rabbi Yirmiya. So then he says, mitlaket mahu. What if you have little pieces all around together that make us a kazayit? Likirat suam mahu. What if you have a strip but not a ball? Barvashi kimrudad mahu. What if it's flat? Meaning it's, as opposed to round. So teku to all of these. The question is, do we just need a substance amount of liver or do we need an actual piece of the liver in its original form? together. So yes, if the liver is hanging, and it's hanging in its proper place, but it's not properly attached with all of its strength, mao, is it okay? What he's basically saying is, I don't know why you're asking the question. According to the position that Rabbi Zeira said, that it has to be next to the gallbladder, haika, it's there. Or the other part that has to be next to its source of life, as it were, haika, it's there too, so it shouldn't be a problem at all. Okay, the next one, which is going to occupy us for this and two more podcasts, is probably the most famous of the trefoot, which is the lung. And the Mishnah says, Areasha Nikva. At the end of the two podcasts from now, we'll see Rabbi Shimon's opinion in the Mishnah, which we've already seen. But for right now, Tanakama's position is Areasha Nikva. As long as the lung was punctured, then it is a trefa. Rav Ushmu of Rav Asi. So three of them said, Karma Ilah. There's an outside membrane of the lungs. That's the one. If that's punctured, we're finished. V'amrila Karma Tata. But there's another version that the three of them said, no, the inside one is to be punctured. We have another siman, and just like we had earlier with the sack, we have also here the chaita. Here we have the red garment in which the lung is encased, because the inner membrane is red. Now, pshita, it's clear to us that if the outside was punctured but not the inside one, tata megin, the inside one keeps anything out, an infection, anything else from getting, in, and therefore it's not a trefa. Kedirabba, da'ama rabba, hareya de igli, the rabba said that if you have a lung that was flayed, kehahina sumka, and it looks like a red date, kshera, it's okay. In kiftatov lo in kivelo, but what happens if the inner one is punctured, not the outer one? So megin or omegin, does it protect? So pligir alachav ravina, charamar lo megin, charamar megin, of machlok vehochata megin, and alach as it does protect, and Rav Yosef. The Amr of Yosef, and Rav Yosef here gives us what many of us grew up to know as the bicycle, the flat tire test. Hireya davsha, if you have a lung that's making noise, in other words, you hear air coming out of it, iadinechavsha, if you know where it's coming from, advinan ala gadfa, you put a feather, or ruka, or spit, or gila, a piece of straw, on that spot. Ibavatspitsai, if it ripples, like there's something coming out, trefa, then you know there's a puncture. Vilok shera, then, and we'll figure out where the noise is coming from. Viloyadinechavsha, but if you don't know where the noise is coming from, what do? Maitinan mitichalta, techlata, the Maya Pshure. You fill up a bucket with lukewarm water. We'll see why lukewarm. You put the lung inside of it. And Bachamimi lo, why not hot water to kavtsi? It'll make it contract. Bakrimi lo, you don't put it in cold water to matarshi. It's going to harden it. Elamotvinim Pshure, you put it in lukewarm water. And then you inflate it there. If you see bubbles coming out, trefa. And again, many of us recognize this from checking for where the flat is on our bicycle tire. Ve'ilo ksherat. If it is not coming out, then it is okay. So where's the noise coming from? Tatoyinkiv. The inner one has been punctured, and now we're ruling that if the inner one is punctured, the outer one does protect it. And that's where the noise is coming from. Ilalo inkiv. Vahayda avsha zika de beni benihu. And the noise is coming from air that's escaping between the two membranes, but not getting out. And it's kosher. Okay, gufama rava. Hireya de iglid kahina sumka kshera. Rava said, a whole series of laws from Rava about the lung. If you have a lung that was flayed and it looks like a red date, it's Rava Reya Shedima, but if it's totally red, Miktsatak Shera, if only part of it is fully red, then it's kosher. Kula Trefa. If the whole thing is, then it's Trefa. And we have to assume the reason is that had this animal been alive, then it would have died as a result of the whole thing being red. There must have been some sort of puncture. And if it was a little bit, it would have healed. So Ravina Rava. So Ravina turned to him and said, "Mitzata my time. Why do you think that if a little bit is only a little bit is red, it's okay? Tadrabari, it would have gotten healthy. Kulanama Hadrabari, even if it's all red, it would have gotten healthy again. So after all, Milo Tanya, we have the Braita in Shabbat in reference to the first Mishnah, the 14th parak about Shmoneh Shvatzim. It says that if you take one of the 8 Shvatzim that are Matame b'mitatam." Parshat Shmini, and you were to wound them so that blood appears on the surface, underneath the surface, you're already chayav on Shabbat for Chabalah, But all other little creepy crawlies, sharshkatsum masim, like a frog, you're not chayav until blood comes out, which means that we understand that the animal isn't dying just because it has blood welling up underneath until blood comes out. Whereas if the blood all stays inside the system, it'll live. So the same thing with the lung. The lung didn't puncture, there's just an internal rupture. So you want to think that the lung maybe is more similar to the eight shratzim, which are because in that case, if the blood is appears under the surface, even though it didn't come out, you're already chayav on Shabbat, so then in that case, if the lung is a little red, it should already be a treifa. Ravina says there's no difference between a little and a lot, and his position is lakula. Even if a lot of blood is, it's all red, still it would heal because it's all internal, there's no outside puncture. V'yama Rav, an ex-halach of Rav, re'ashi avsha miktzatayv. Some of it got dry, withered, treifa. Now, v'chama, how dry? We're not asking how much, but how dry? Papa mishmei d'rava, k'desha tifarech b'tziporin. If you were to take your fingernail and touch it, it would break. It's so brittle. Keman, k'rabi Yosi ben Meshulam. That sounds like you're siding with the minority opinion in Bechorot. T'tanya, ezu yivesha. We're talking about a dried-out ear of an animal that would make it a balmum as a Bechor. How dry? So dry that if you would pierce it, no blood would come out. He said, no, it has to be dry enough, which is drier, so that if you touched it with your fingernail, it would break apart. So therefore, why are you ruling Rabbi Yosef and Shulam? It shouldn't have to be that dry in the lung in order to be called withered. So afilu tamer rabbanan. The answer is even rabbanan would agree here. Gabe ozen bechor, in the case of the ear, the kashalit bezika, it's outside and exposed to the elements. Lo hadrabari, even if it's only so dry that it won't put out blood, it'll never get better because the elements outside and the wind outside will keep it from rejuvenating itself. Avoreya de lo kashalit beavira, but a lung which is inside, hadrabari, it could get healthy again unless it was so dry that it would break apart at the touch of a fingernail. V'yama Rava, last piece, Hareya the Kaima Gildi, last piece for today, the Kaima Gildi, Uchmi, Chazuta, Kshera. If you have a lung that has, let's say, a bunch of scabs, or it has black stripes, or it has different colors, we'll see in the next podcast which colors are acceptable, Kshera. Because we don't say it all has to be one color, and we don't say that those scabs are a problem. If we see those, then it's valid. We'll have to see again which colors are okay. But that is the last of the rulings of Rava we'll deal with in this podcast. We'll pick it up with more rulings of Rava as regards the lung in the next podcast. Meantime, I should have a wonderful day.